Hi, this is Tim Huckabee from Internology, and on behalf of Bytes by MSDN, I'm happy today to welcome Scott Stanfield from Vertigo Software.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Scott. Hey, we go way, way back.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really you're going to tell me here I don't know already, but I think it's important, or it's at least very interesting, because you're a unique firm. You have your design firm, and you're an engineering firm at the same time.
Yeah.
Can you talk to that and how in the world you pull that off?
Well, like a hybrid, really, with two different engines that work at the same time. And it's something that I've always believed in. I had the pleasure of working for an engineering, pure engineering firm a long time ago that was exposed to a pure design firm. It totally sounds like chocolate and peanut butter. But as a programmer at the time, I was working on American Airlines Sabre reservation system, which is a really complex thing.
Yes, it is.
And I couldn't get my head around it as a programmer, but when I saw the designs done in, what was it, Director. So we got a design prototype in Director, and I looked at it and like, oh, now I get it. And this is something I really wanted to build. I wanted to do nothing but make that thing real. And so when I started Vertigo, I wanted to bring that same feeling with me. And so after I started, I hired, you know, brought on someone to lead our design team to build that up. And now we have at least a dozen designers in Point Richmond and in Oregon. So
now, seemingly, you have figured out how to get these two groups that are so different,
cats and dogs,
to work together. And I can tell you from experience, it's very difficult. It's difficult for us. Mm-hmm. The really talented black turtleneck artistic types, and then the black and white personality bits and bytes engineering types. Yeah. Can you go through, like, you know, the tools they use together? How do you ship a project?
Well, earlier to make it work, that's an end product. You have to think about the culture first. And you have to, when I was at Pixar, the building literally was divided down the spine. And you had the artists and the animators on one side and the technical group on the other.
Because they are very different.
They're very different, and they had their own kind of technology space and art space and their own distinct cultures. But they respected each other. And that's the first thing that we look for with, we find designers that want to see their vision come to life. Because a lot of time designers work in a way where they'll do the interaction design, the graphic design, and throw it over the wall. 6 months later, it might ship, it might not, and it won't look anything like they made it. And on the flip side, we find developers that respect the design process and respect the designer's input and feedback. And to really make the projects work, this is still before tools, right? So you have culture and you have respect, and you have them both with an equal seat at the table. So when we lead or kick off projects, we always try to have an architect and a lead, usually an interaction designer, because that kind of information architecture work is so important up front in the requirements gathering. So they're at the table together, and then as the project moves through the pipeline, they're interacting, the team's interacting on a daily basis, they're in the scrums, they're literally sitting at the same desks, they'll move in together. And now we've also found, even though we have these two lobes of design and development, we have the creative developer in between. We have a few people like Alan Lee who really know how to bridge those two worlds. So knows Blend, but has a development background, and knows a lot of the design trends around Web 2.0, and kind of help, you know, bring these worlds together. So,
and then during the project, they're seemingly in the same Visual Studio solution.
They are. Well, Blend 4 adds team system support, which is awesome because as little as I know about Illustrator and Paths, most of our designers know very little about Visual Studio, yet they would have to go into it to check out the assets. So actually, let me add this too. As we're getting, you know, from the general to the specific, we use the model view model pattern. And so that means in every project that we're building today in Silverlight, we have a folder called view models. And inside that, it's just pure XAML. And the designers know that they can do whatever they want to in that space. And there's been some stub code already generated earlier to expose properties like for the Shazam application, for example, on the Windows Phone. It will expose a list of all the available titles. Or, you know, there's a shim object until we connect the database. So all these properties are exposed, so they're blendable.
So they can keep working in Blend without actually having the back end snapped in.
Exactly.
I think that's what you're
They don't have to
say.
Wait for it. That's right. So we can stub it out from the engineering side, and then we can also design it at the same time, so there's no wait.
So they truly are working together in the same Visual Studio. That's fantastic. Yeah. And tell me about the Adobe suite of tools, because we know these artists love their Adobe suite.
Yeah, for good reason. They're good tools. Exactly. They've been around for a long time. If anything, we're using Illustrator for some specialized typography, but we want all of our assets in expression design for our vector art, right. And then we use Blend. I mean, everybody's got Blend open all the time. So we have custom, our engineers will create a few custom behaviors, which really makes Blend work well. So Pooja is one of our designers, and I was talking to her. I wanted to know from the designer's perspective what Blend is like, and she had 5 tips to show me, and different keyboard shortcuts that were working, and different ways to lay out the window panes to make the workflow better for what we do.
F4,
A, V, spacebar, control zero, all the keyboard shortcuts.
Blend, it's overwhelming. Yeah. All right, before I let you go, Vertigo had a couple cool keynote demos today. Can you tell us a couple about that?
Yeah, we showed, we worked with Netflix to develop a concept, a technical proof of concept around what a movie experience would be like for the Windows Phone. So I got to show that.
Mobile 7, I think we call it.
Windows Phone 7. Windows Phone 7. And I got to show that off today in front of the mixed crowd, and Jeff Sanquist showed off an application we built for Shazam. So we did two.
That's the listen to the music and
yes.
It interprets it. Awesome.
Good.
Outstanding. Thanks, Scott. I really appreciate this. And thank you guys for listening.